With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. Budget cuts have forced Richland Parish Schools to scale back its truancy program as part of a $1 million reduction plan. That reduction could cost the board its longtime truancy officer, James Smith. Board Vice President David Barton says that Smith's position is supplemental to Harold Gallman, the district's personnel director, who also oversees truancy. Smith's former position will become a $16,000 contract position without benefits. According to the district, the cut will save over $23,000. Smith called the district's former truancy program the best in the state. Barton says the cut in funding for the truancy program is simply a matter of finances and not personalities. He says that 90% of the district's expenses are personnel related. Since the BP oil spill, oyster production along Louisiana's coast has reached lows that have not been seen in decades. That's according to Louisiana Oyster Task Force Chairman John Tesvich, who says it's a challenging time for the industry.
We don't know exactly what's going on, why the oysters haven't come back.
A statement from BP says government studies indicate conditions other than the oil spill have led to a decline in oyster populations. Tesvich says recent hurricanes and an influx of freshwater are also possible factors. He says in the meantime, oystermen can only hope conditions get better.
We're still waiting to see what happens with our public sea grounds to see if nature helps kickstart things turn around. We haven't seen it yet.
Prior to the spill, Louisiana public reefs would produce 3 to 7 million pounds of oyster meat a year. Last year, just under 1 million pounds was produced, and Tesvich says early numbers for 2014 are only slightly better than last year. The Coast Guard says a ship lost power and steering and collided with another ship and barge docked on the Mississippi River near New Orleans. Coast Guard spokesman Jonathan Lally says the accident happened Tuesday night at a terminal on the river and there were no injuries. The Coast Guard has implemented one-way traffic around the terminal near Gretna across the river from New Orleans. This is KEDM News.